Kyrie. Dave from BenjaminESPN.com. What has this meant to you at this stage of your career to be thrust from a team that had made the playoffs to all of a sudden all the way into the basketball world expectations on your shoulders?
It's an exciting opportunity for all of us. But more or less, personally, just learning from all these great players that are coming to our team now. You know, they are true testament of winners in our league. You know, I know a few of them have championships, which I'm looking forward to just learning every single day. You know, the consistency every single day of having the target on your back. You know, the past 3 years, I've been chasing most of these guys on their respective teams, chasing championship teams, and now that, you know, all these expectations, all this, you know, kind of sort of say hoopla of everything around our team is, you know, it's a lot of it comes from the players on our team. And, you know, I'm completely fine with it. I'm just looking forward to getting started every single day and playing against the best and doing what I love every single day with, you know, with these new group of guys. You know, it's going to take some time for us to get to know one another, but I'm looking forward to the journey and the progress of that.
Kyrie, Chris Finor, Northeast Ohio Media Group, down to your left. For you personally, going to Team USA this offseason, seeing where your game went to the next level, where are the specific areas you think your game can still improve coming into this season?
For me, it's just, like I said before, just the consistency of having the target on your back every single day. But now it's a team atmosphere. You know, past 3 years, dealing with a big burden, a lot of expectations, which, you know, a lot of it was just earned, and a lot of it I thought I was ready for at the present moment. But I mean, you never know how hard it is until you actually get to it. And you know, this past summer was just such a big summer for me in terms of just learning the nuances of the game and getting true appreciation and getting the love back for it. You know, playing on a team that you know, had so many great players and so many great pieces. You know, I felt like I definitely belonged in that environment, and that's something that you know, I was truly appreciative of every single day. And you know, I know all those guys, you know, on the USA team can see it. You know, learning from them every single day, playing with Stephen Curry, playing with James Harden, playing with Anthony Davis, guys that I could throw the ball to at any given moment, but also, you know, always remembering who I am, which is making plays, getting in the paint, you know, doing whatever is needed to win. And, you know, that was probably the best experience of my life thus far, just from growing personally and as a basketball player. You know, I truly appreciate that opportunity that Coach K afforded and USA afforded me.
Kyrie, Daryl Ryder, 92 fan back here in the middle. You were the first domino to fall this offseason. That midnight meeting when Dan and Coach Platt, they went to visit you at home. Could you just talk about recommitting to the Cavaliers, and could you even imagine after doing that everything that has happened with LeBron coming back, Kevin Love is here, and just the host of stars that you're now going to be playing with after making that commitment?
Well, it's definitely a surreal experience. I mean, you just think about it, you know, I signed, you know, I committed to the Cavs, which was, you know, a relatively easy decision for me, just the direction that we're going. And then on July 11th, LeBron commits back, and then a month and some change later, you know, K-Love deal happens, and, you know, then I'm overseas, and, you know, we're getting new players, and it's just, it's crazy. And like I said, it's a surreal experience because, you know, all these guys that are on the team now, I've watched them for a long time. You know, whether you know, studying film or just watching countless hours of what they do well. You know, now I'm happy that, you know, I'm on the other side and we're all playing with one another, and I'm looking forward to just the amount of space that's going to be out there. I mean, it's gonna be unreal. You know, before teams were allowed to load up on us and, you know, do different things, but now we have adjustments for all that. And I'm just looking forward to us growing together as a team and just learning each other's spots on the floor and just getting accustomed to playing great team basketball.
Kyrie, friend, Jason, we've talked before about how much has been asked of you the first 3 years in the league, and you said, I'm just a guy trying to figure this out. How much, I don't know if relief is the right word, but a lot of that burden has been lifted off of you now. You do that more help than you've ever had. What is your sense of that? Is relief the right word, or just how do you feel knowing that not only in the leadership role, but the time role of the core has been upgraded, and now you have the help that you need?
I mean, like I said, it was more or less was just earned. I mean, the amount of, you know, pressure, expectations that were put on my shoulders, which I'm okay with. I mean, looking back on it, you know, looking back on my third year, didn't go, as well as I planned, but I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay with learning from my mistakes last year, all the things I did well and all the things I did kind of terrible at the time. I mean, like I said, I am a young guy still figuring it out. I was in the locker room and look around, and somehow I've become the youngest on the team again. It's a it's a weird feeling, but I'm truly appreciative of what management did this summer and all the pieces that's added, because it's just going to make my job that much easier. And regardless of what people were saying, how my role is going to change and all the scoring. I mean, I only did the scoring because I was asked to do it. I mean, I had to do it in order for us to be in the best possible place to win. And, changing my role is not necessarily changing. I'm going to continue to be myself. But now that we have other great players, it just creates more space and opportunity for me to make other people better. And, that's how I look at it, as an opportunity for me to grow as a player and as a point guard and be who I feel like I'm destined to be. And that's just a complete point guard.
Kyrie now in front. Kenny Rhoda, SportsTalk.io. Your role on Team USA, it seemed, except for the championship game, it seemed like you were more of a distributor. Were you asked to do that by Coach K, or was that something you were thinking about getting ready for this season with all these stars that are going to be around you?
Well, throughout my life, for me, playing with the best is something I want to be in, and something I feel in a place where I feel like I deserve to be in, playing with the best. It's easy because, something I prepared for a long time and all the hard work. Regardless of what a team asked me to do, I'm willing to do. But playing on USA, it was easy to distribute and take a backseat to James Harden and Stephen Curry. And, whenever my number was called and whenever I felt like the offense was getting stagnant, or whenever I felt like it was my time to put my stamp on the game, I did. And, that's the way I saw it. But it was never a time where I felt like, okay, it's my time to take over the game, or it's my time to do this. It was more or less just leaning on all these guys, all these great players that have cemented themselves in the NBA, and kind of learning from them at the time, playing off one another. And that's what great players do. Guys who know how to play the game play off one another because they know how to play it very well. And it was easy for me to be on Team USA and do that.
Kyrie, over here. Joe Hart, he's the live media group. When practice starts tomorrow, do you think players will look to LeBron to set the culture? And if not, then what are you personally, what do you want from LeBron? What do you want to see from LeBron?
I think he's just going to continue to be himself. Obviously, every single year he's come back a better player, and I think we're all looking forward to that. But for us, it's always keeping our egos and who we are and what makes each other, and what makes us. What makes us special. I got that quote from Coach K. He never asked us to, I don't want to say necessarily take a backseat, but he never wanted us to check our egos at the door. He never wanted us to forget who we were. And, we're playing with one of the greatest players to play this game, but obviously there are going to be some sacrifices that we all have to make. And I'm completely fine with that as long as we have one common goal, and that's to win a championship. And that's what I'm in for, and I know that's what he's in for, and all the teammates, all the guys here are in for.
Kyrie, Ethan Smolnik, Turner Sports Bleacher Report. LeBron is typically played with point guards who played off the ball quite a bit. He did for the past 4 years, but he was handling a lot. What do you think you bring to a role if you're going to be playing off the ball, maybe more so than you have previously?
I'll be ready to shoot every single time. I'll be ready to shoot every single time. If I'm off the ball, I'll be ready to shoot. whatever it takes. Like I said, whatever it takes to win. Obviously he's the greatest player playing our game right now. So if he's on the ball, like I said, I'll be ready to shoot. But if I'm on the ball, then my job is to get everybody involved and make plays.